Hi, everyone, and welcome to AHA Library. We are just so excited, and I am personally really, really honored and excited about this next guest. He has been a near and dear friend to AHA, and I have known him personally as well. And I am just so jazzed to finally get to introduce him to you guys. You probably know his brand pretty well, but you've never actually seen the face behind the brand. So today we're going to interview Bruce Barlein. He is the founder of Barlein's, and we're going to talk about the top questions we get about omegas. So welcome, Bruce. I'm so excited to have you today.
I'm excited to be here too.
Well, you know, you and I have known each other for many years, and you have helped so many families, thousands and thousands of families through AHA, and it's just such a blessing, and I'm just so honored to have you here today. And today we're going to talk about the top questions that we get about omegas. But before we do, I want to talk to you about how did Barlein's even come about?
Actually, it was a long time ago now. I used to be the youngest guy in business, it seemed like, in the room, and that's kind of switched on me all of a sudden. But I started in my early 20s, and I had ran into flax oil back in the late 80s. And so it was something I just fell in love with. Was I worked for another company manufacturing flax oil, and I didn't even know what it was good for. I just knew I loved making it. And then, of course, I began to learn from there and realize the importance of omega-3. And then, you know, I was coming out of, you know, basically playing volleyball and drinking beer as a pastime. And so my parents saw that I was really excited about things, and we had a family business that was commercial salmon fishing, and that was slowing down. And so we thought, well, maybe this is our next adventure. And so we jumped into making flax oil. It was our original product. And so it's just, of course, went from the late 80s until now. And it was, what we didn't know is omega-3 was just getting ready to come on the scene a few years after we started. So the omega-3, you know, revolution kind of started, and we just rode the wave, and we happened to have the best flax, and it was pretty obvious. And then over the years, you know, we got another incredible products like, you know, fish oil and combinations and greens and, you know, bean products, things like that. So yeah, it's just been, you know, and I worked with my parents and my two sisters. I have three sisters, and two of them worked in the business. And still do. And then one of my sisters took over the fish house, and my parents decided that was too much work.
And before you know it, you're basically in almost every store that I go to, at least, because I was in Sprouts yesterday. And if I go to Whole Foods or on Amazon or wherever, and it was funny, I was doing grocery shopping yesterday at Sprouts, and there's Barlein's. And every time I walk by it, I'm like, hi, Bruce. I love it. I mean, you guys, to us, you're in our kitchen every day, because you're a big part of my son's, you know, program and our lives, as to keep ourselves healthy. So I am excited, because we want to talk about, you know, what are omegas? I know what it is, you know what it is, but there's so many families out there that, you know, some people, this is not part of their everyday life. They might have heard the word omega, but they really don't know what it is. So can we just go back to like the basics, and let's explain that?
Sure. Omega-3 actually is a family of fatty acids. So they're considered a fatty acid. And so, but omega-3 isn't like an ingredient. It's actually, like I say, it's a family. And so you have, like, to give you an idea, in flax oil, it's ALA is the type of omega-3 that's in it. And that's the parent omega-3 that when you consume it, your body breaks it down into all the other ones. And then you think of fish oil. Well, fish oil is mainly EPA and DHA in the omega-3 family. And that's the last two fatty acids in the chain as it breaks down. And so, you know, all omega-3s basically are incredible. It's just a matter of, you know, which one you like to take, whether plant-based or fish-based. And so most people think fish oil. Some of them know that's omega-3. Some people don't. Same with flax, actually. And so a lot of people, because, you know, fatty acids, and most people aren't really familiar with what a fatty acid is, but fatty acids actually make up every part of your body, because every cell has a layer of fat around it that regulates what comes in and out of the cell. So to have a healthy cell, you have to have healthy fatty acids in your life, which of course omega-3. And there's only two fatty acids. Technically, ALA would be considered essential, and then linolenic acid from the omega-6 family are the two essential fatty acids. But that's not to negate how important DHA and EPA is. It's just that how they determine essential is based on, can you get it in your diet, like, or can your body consume something, break it down into ALA, which you can't do. You have to consume something that has it in it. And lots of things have traces of omega-3, but it's really flax and fish, that have by far the highest concentration of omega-3 in them.
Well, I know when I give this to our son, who many of the people that are watching or listening know that my son is on the spectrum with limited language, and we take your fish oils every morning, and I'll ask him, I'll say, Jackson, what is this for? And he calls it oils, and he'll say it's for my brain. It makes my brain better, right? So I try to explain to him in a very simple way, like, what are the oils for? And so even him with limited language and being able to express himself, he understands that it helps his brain. And your oils just, honestly taste amazing. And I have to, give people this kind of tidbit. I don't like fish, so don't get mad at me, Bruce. I am not a fish person, right? And yet your oils do not taste fishy. You could not tell they're fish oils. I am completely shocked every time I take them in the morning. I'm always waiting to see, like, do I taste a hint of it? No, they are so good. You call them so delicious, but they truly are. So, people that are watching or listening, you really do have to try them to believe it. But I'm telling you honestly, I don't eat fish. I don't eat anything from the sea, the lake. People always say nothing, nothing, nothing at all. I do not like fish, and yet I take fish oils. So.
Well, you're talking about the emulsified version that's kind of like candy in a bottle, the liquid, which is way more exciting than taking capsules. And it's way more efficient for the body too, because it absorbs just your body absorbs just about 100% of what it takes, where most fatty acids are only, like, if you were to take in a regular form in the capsules, say, body usually only absorbs roughly about 30% plus or minus, where in the emulsified version, it's more like, I think one of the studies was like 94%.
Oh,
So it's
wow.
literally like three times more when you take it in that version. Plus, it's like cheating because you kids think it's candy. So it's funny that you can actually put fish oil on ice cream and it tastes awesome. So
And there's no sugar in your version. So people that are watching, just know if there's not sugar in it, it's really, really good. And I can't explain it. It's one of those magic tricks, is the only thing I can tell you, because I have no idea why you cannot taste the fish oil. I will literally challenge anybody to taste it and then tell me if you taste the fish oil, because you will not. So let's talk about absorption. So how does one take it? Do they take it on an empty stomach? Is there a better way, to have it absorb at its best rate, as you were talking about?
well, with this particular product, it doesn't really matter because it's emulsified, and essentially what your body does, fats are actually big particles, so they don't absorb very well. And your gallbladder, will break fats down and all, right? And so what you're really kind of doing it is you're doing that before your gallbladder even gets a part of it. And emulsification is fairly simple. How we do it, no one's been able to figure out yet and do it well. So we feel really blessed that that hasn't happened as from a competitive nature. But emulsification is pretty simple. You have this big particle. When you emulsify it, it breaks it down like 50 times smaller. So therefore, it enters the bloodstream easier and more of it. And that's what makes it so much more efficient in the body. And so to me, it's like a superior form compared to just regular oils. Even though I grew up on regular oils, I love regular oils. And you can get potency out of regular oils. It's just that, with this product, you're getting three times more, and it's relatively close to the same price. So to me, it's kind of a no-brainer just from a pricing standpoint. But and it's just fun.
Yeah. Well, I know when I give Jackson his, I give him his and then I take mine. So we do it together as a family, which is great.
Right.
And so he knows when I'm telling him it's good for his brain, clearly it's good for my brain too. So it's one of those things that I think the whole family should take. Now let's talk about How do you find a good quality omega? I know there's lots on the market, and you know, there's, you know, you go into a market or you go onto Amazon and it's hard to even decide, like, how do we know what is a good omega?
Well, it is difficult, honestly. And because there's so many different grades, right? Because most fish oils, actually, you only have a harvest like twice a year. Mm-hmm. And what happens with some of it, it actually might sit in a barrel for 1-2 years before it's even processed, which means, just think, if you held a fish for 1 or 2 years, how disgusting that would be. And then they refine it to make it kind of clean again. But that's, I would say, not the highest quality, right? Because it's just aged. And so the best way, honestly, I think, without being on the inside and knowing who's making high quality or not, a really good way is really by price, honestly. I would say 90% of the time, at least, if it's a higher cost, it's probably a higher quality. Now, you have to compare apples to apples, because there's some products where they concentrate the fish oil to be just EPA or just DHA, and that's expensive product, so that, or process, so that could make that product cost a lot. But if you just talk regular fish oil, then you can really go by price is probably the best way to do it, because a high quality brand, it will cost more because they're trying to get it fresh, they're doing it to keep it fresh, and it just costs more money. You can buy fish oil that in a lab analysis looks the same. Mm-hmm. But, you know, when it's too highly refined for things, now it doesn't have any trace minerals in it or anything, which help actually you digest the product and you absorb more from that too. So the really cheap stuff, I always tell people, if you don't have a choice, you're still going to get some benefit from it. It's just not going to be the best quality. So really, it's worth spending the extra money to get a good quality brand.
And so how do you know which one to take? Because again, there's, even when I go to your guys' site, you know, I know for us, we're on the So Delicious 1500 milligram, but how do you know which one to take?
Well, there's certain health conditions that would cause you to take something versus another one. But if we talk general fish oil, of course, kids need more DHA to form the brain and different things. And then as you get older, you usually use more EPA. Now, that's why I like flax, honestly, because the ALA, as it converts down, it will convert it into EPA or DHA based on what the body needs, not just what's in the capsule of fish itself. With fish, you don't really have a choice. You're getting what you get. With flax, it'll break down. And it's an inefficient process, but a tablespoon of flax is like, say, 7,200 milligrams. And so as that breaks down, you still get as much as fish. And if you're younger, you get even more. So it's, but I go, so there are some things fish is better for, some things flax is better for, but it's kind of like splitting hairs. I tell people it's whatever kind of is important to you. If you want plant-based, so you're not taking fish out of the ocean, then use flax. If you like fish, you know, that's what's been recommended to you, well, then fish. They're both incredible products. And like, if you're just starting out, like say you got a really young child, well, maybe you want a higher concentration of DHA. And then, you know, as you age, then you might say, oh, you know, I'm 60, I'm 70 now. Maybe I'll start taking more EPA. But, you know, honestly, if you are on the omega-3, it's just so incredible for your body, and it helps with so many things. Because literally, it's in every cell, right? That's why it can actually help with so many things.
Now, do you take it like first thing in the morning? That's when we take ours.
I do personally. Mm-hmm. And so I recommend people, just whether you're taking capsules or our emulsified version, just take it with meals, but you don't have to. Okay. But I would definitely recommend it for capsules.
Okay.
But with our emulsified version, which we call Swirl, mm-hmm. It doesn't really matter at all. But I kind of think, you know, because fatty acids break down the body over a period of days and hours and things. And so it's not like, you know, you're taking an energy product where you don't want to take it at night. Mm-hmm. But I still think your body's more efficient at its processes earlier in the day. So when it comes to digestion and all that, it's probably, and if you're taking capsules, depending on the quality you have, you probably definitely want to do it with food, because if it's on an empty stomach and that capsule breaks open, that's where you get the burp back and all that kind of stuff.
I heard the fish burp. People talk about
Yeah, that's, which is not cool,
that.
but a good quality capsule product, actually, you probably won't get any of that anyway. So if you're getting burp back, that's pretty bad and pretty often, then you're probably taking a cheaper product at that point, more likely. I mean,
Okay.
people can burp high quality too, but it's way, way less. But the swirl, you never, because it's emulsified, you'd never burp that back up.
We have not, well, I can personally say I've never burped up the swirl. And if I did, I still think it would probably taste good because the flavor is, it really is so delicious.
Right.
You talked a little bit about the importance of omegas for your body. And, for our families, especially those with autism, I know for my son, he just doesn't metabolize the same way that somebody that might be more less compromised in their immune system, right? So for him, I know it's just so crucial because I know those fats for his brain are important. I know that that's going to help regulate his body. But coming from an expert like you, what is the most important reason that we take the omegas? Like, why should we make sure that we don't miss that on our checklist?
Well, I mean, autism, is multifaceted, right? You have, I mean, and it's still kind of a mystery to a lot of scientists on exactly what's going on. That's why you don't have, like, take this pill and you're everything's fine. Because it can be for various different reasons. So omega-3 seems to be one of the products that, regardless of kind of what type of autism and all, it seems to benefit, all the different reasons. And the emulsified version is specifically for autistic kids, because taste and texture is such an issue, becomes critical. And that's what's great, because some parents actually take the product and then they'll even hide other things in it because it tastes so good that it seems like autistic kids really enjoy it, where they tend to get really picky about other things. So it's a real easy way to get it in their system. And, scientifically, I mean, I can't, I don't want to, like, start making a whole bunch of claims necessarily just because the FDA doesn't like me to do that. But, there, you've got a lot of good information, and there's been a lot of research and different things. So there's a host of information you can, and I know you provide that for some people too. And so, but I would say it's one of the most critical things for autistic, for the community.
Well, I know it for my son. To us, it's one of those things that it's so important because brain health is so important, and trying to, regulate his brain so that he can process and that everything's kind of firing right. Omegas to us are just 100% crucial. And I know when you say autistic kids or the individuals with autism, it doesn't matter if you're 2, 52, or 92. I always say kids, kiddos, they're somebody's kiddos. I don't care how old they are. So this isn't just for somebody that's 5 or 10. This is for the whole family because honestly, we all need brain health, especially as we get older and when we're younger and in between. I mean, it's one of those things that's kind of like, it'd be like saying, like, when should we drink water? Do we only drink water when we're young? No, you should be drinking water your whole life. Water is super important, just like omegas.
Yeah, and that's why they call them essential fatty acids, omega-3, being because if you don't have them, there's so many issues you can create for yourself, that because your brain, once your brain might be like 70% water or whatever, but when you eliminate that percentage, then it's like 70% fat. So having the right fat, the right fatty acids, becomes critical for your brain forming correctly, for all those thought processes. And I remember a study, gosh, this was with flax back, I think, in the 90s. I think it was North Dakota University, if I remember right. They were just giving people flax and muffins, which is not a high potency way to do it. And this was in high school. Kids on average that were getting B's went to A's. on average, kids went up a whole grade point
Wow.
just by getting enough or just getting omega-3 in their diet.
And see, that's
And
an easy thing to add. It truly is an easy thing to add to your diet.
yeah, emotional things like when you deal with violence and all these things. I was talking to Joseph Hiblett, he's a doctor at the NIH, and he said he estimates violence goes down by 40%, and all these things, addiction issues go way down. And so that's how incredible omega-3 is, that it can affect so many things. And in one sense, without omega-3, making high quality decisions becomes much harder.
Well, so how do we know the dosage though? I know for us, in the beginning, it was kind of like, are we doing enough? Do we're doing too little?
Right, yeah. It's kind of a mystery for most people, honestly. They just see on the bottle it says one or two capsules or a tablespoon. And with flax, there was this doctor that kind of experimented, and he found a tablespoon of flax per 100 pounds body weight gave you pretty much the maximum benefits you can get from the product. Yes, you can take less and still get some benefits, but it's maybe not 100% of the benefits that are possible. And then talking to scientists or researchers, that are working with people, they actually say a lot of times you want more like 6 grams, which is 6,000 milligrams of fish oil for maximum dosage, where most products kind of works out to anywhere from about 500 milligrams to maybe the higher potencies. You take a couple capsules, it might be around 2,000. And so I go, and you're going to get some really good benefit from 1,000 or two, but you'll get even more actually. Now, this would be, I would say, for adults. So if you have a child that's 50 pounds, well, definitely they would only need one capsule. Probably, and would even use a mini just so it's easier for somebody to swallow. And so, there's so many facets to how much you actually need that you can't actually give a cookie cutter answer necessarily. But, like I say, I recommend with flax 100 pounds per or a tablespoon per 100 pounds. So if the kid's 50 pounds, you take a teaspoon or two. And if you're an adult, you can kind of just base it on your weight. And it doesn't have to be exact. So if you're like 225 pounds, well, you don't have to take 2 1/4. You probably just would take two just because it's easy to measure. I mean, I don't even measure anymore. I just open my mouth and pour. So if you really want to get maximum benefit, I would take even more fish oil. And like I say, if most people take, their tablespoon or two, but and I found using it too, and the people I talk to, a tablespoon per 100 pounds is really great for them.
Yeah, I know with us, we take it a couple times a day with meals. And if I forget it, it's not even so much I forget it, it's I haven't got there yet. He'll open the refrigerator and be like, oils. I'm like, yes, no. And why don't you grab it yourself and you can help yourself, which I love that he is so used to taking them and he knows that he needs to take them. And so to me, I'm like, okay, that's a win. I like that he understands that. So I want to talk to you guys that what Bruce does at Barlean's, which is just amazing. You're going to see here on the screen right now. Basically, they have a program for those on the autism spectrum. For if you have a child on the autism spectrum, if you're on the autism spectrum yourself, you can just call and the number is 1-800-445-3529. You can call that number, let them know that you guys are on the spectrum or have a family member on the spectrum. And Bruce, you guys offer wholesale, which is 40% off for families on the spectrum, which is amazing. This is a program that you guys have created. And all you guys have to do is mention the Autism Hope program. That's what you guys have created it for. And we love it. It's just amazing for families out there. I know, as a family myself, often you struggle. Do I buy the supplement, or do I pay extra for therapy, or if I'm paying extra for diet, where do I, sometimes there's only so much money to go around, right? And it's so you're trying to figure out how to do everything to your best capabilities for your kiddo. And I love that you guys are offering this. So, what was the idea behind this? You just wanted to help families?
Essentially, one of the things I realized after being around autism for a while. And see, we started helping people as cancer patients, actually, because flax was one of the common denominators in a natural cancer therapy. So all of a sudden, I have a lot of cancer patients calling me. And one of the themes I noticed was they essentially were broke, because it was so expensive back in the day to, you know, that most people would have to spend their retirement trying to beat the cancer. And so we started offering people, you know, if you're strapped, then we'll give you a break. I'd even give it to them for free at times. And then when I got around autism, I realized it's kind of the same thing. You're trying to do so many things for your child that it really depletes the finances in a family. So unless you're making a whole lot of money, you're usually fairly strapped. It's very common with the people I talk to. So we're like, hey, you know, I call it a pathway to a better life, where we want to meet, like, we feel very, I don't know, fortunate, blessed, because we were a poor family. And one day I realized, oh, I'm not trying to make a living anymore. I passed that up. And so that's when I changed my focus even stronger to helping others, to where it's meeting them on their pathway to a better life. And so if nutrition is it, and if I find, you know, I can't hardly afford this, but it's so important for my child, well, then I'm like, hey, you know what? I'm doing good. My family's doing good. So let us help you out, you know, so you can be too. So for us, we're super excited to do it. It's for people that truly need it, not just cheap people, you know, they're trying to save a buck. So hopefully people don't abuse the program, but we're very honored to do it and excited to do it. And it's part of the mission of our family and the company. So, well, you know, if you need it, please take advantage of it.
I'm just so in awe of everything that Barlings, your company does for families. One, having amazing products, and making sure that when we go to your website, or we go on Amazon, or we go into the store, like every time I see any of your products, I know that it's safe. I know that it's a high quality, and I know it's a good product. On top of that, you're also a company that cares, that, you know, by having programs for families, you know, that are in need, or you're right, we do get strapped. Even if you have a good job, there's people out there that have a decent job and they're just trying just like to pay for this therapy and that doctor's appointment and this, you know, organic food and this supplement. And it all adds up so fast. And before you know it, you're like, I don't know where all my money went. I swear I got paid and it's all gone. And so it's fantastic and just so heartwarming, and it's just amazing that you do this for families. And I want families to hear that, because not all companies do this. I wish all companies did this. And maybe, Bruce, we can start, like, you know, encouraging companies to do this, because I think it's something that's so needed. And you should never have to pick, do I have to buy, you know, food or a supplement? It should be, can I buy both? And, you know, if we know this is going to help our kiddos, again, of any age, and we know this is something that they truly need, I think it's fantastic. Also, I love, because maybe you can buy it for your child, but now maybe you can also buy it for yourself, because we also think it's important for the caregivers to be able to take care of themselves, because we want to be around, you know, for a long time to be here to take care of our families. So from the bottom of my heart, Bruce, and I know you know this, this is how I truly feel, I'm so grateful for everything that you guys do. And I want, my last question to you is, well, first, how do people find you? They can find you, I know, on Amazon, but what's your website?
Barlings.com.
Super simple. We know you've been around for a while and your website's so simple. Barlings.com. And what message do you want to leave for families right now that are listening, that, you know, might feel a little bit lost sometimes, a little bit, you know, scared? And this journey, especially one of dealing with the kiddo that sometimes you don't know which way to turn, left, right, or go straight, or go backwards, right? What message do you want to leave them with?
What makes the most sense to me is a message of hope. I mean, there's folks like yourself, you know, that have collected all this information and opportunities, whether it's other companies that want to help, or just the research and different things for people, because it is kind of scary, especially if you're just starting out. There is hope. There usually is a way to improve. And, you know, I guess just the fact that Don't feel alone. Don't feel isolated. I get sometimes, if like you say, the finances aren't great and you're kind of like pushing it, and it can be tiring at times, but you can't forget about yourself. Because it's kind of like the airplane. You put the mask on before you put it on your kid, because you can only help as much as you're able. And if you don't ever take care of yourself, then unfortunately, you don't have a lot to give. And of course, the kids can be kind of demanding at times when it comes to your energy and everything else. But there really is hope. There is a community there. Don't isolate yourself, and don't hesitate to ask for help even. I don't think God designed us to be alone and not to kind of, network with each other and work with each other. And it's just a lot easier, because where you're weak, somebody else could be strong. And like I say, like your organization has a lot of resources for people that if they have to go try and find that on their own, it becomes difficult. So there are resources out there. And certainly, it's about, living a great life. And I realized years ago that you don't have to be normal or perfect or whatever label people want to use to have a great life. And in some ways, autistic kids are better off than us, because they might not have to deal with a lot of the social norms that we do and that torture us. A lot of times they can just have a good time, and be happy. And it might be actually a lesson to us to we can be too.
I love that. Well, thank you, Bruce, so much. And again, that word grateful is in my head. It's always in my head when I talk to you. But so grateful that, you're a company that truly cares. And not only do you care, you make a difference, and a very impactful difference. And you stand behind your product, but you also take that one step above, and by having programs to help families and to let the families know that you understand. And that to me is just something that the word thank you is just not enough. So, other than, just, I don't know, I can't even think of another word other than thank you, but thank you times 100 for everything that you do for everybody. And just thank you for being here today. And everybody that's watching, check out barlenes.com. If you do need help, as Bruce said, you're not alone. If you need to buy the product, just call them up and let them know, and they're going to offer you that discount. And if you need to learn more about the product, go to their website. They have so many different tools on the website that it helps explain each and every one of their products. So thank you again, Bruce. And thank you to all that's watching. Until next time. Bye, guys.
It was good catching up to you.